Welcome back, all. This is the second podcast in a home built series by Dan's Home Builds. We want to talk about now resources to actually build the aircraft. So in the first podcast, just to recap, I identified different types of aircraft providers, from ultralights that are open frame and only kit form, to include those that you can buy plans for that have enclosed cockpits for all your flying, things like that. But you should have done a nice Google search and identified the type of aircraft that you want and that you're interested in building and that you're interested in flying. If you're not really interested in it, then you'll start a project and, like many, won't finish the project. So if we're talking about ultralight aircraft, like the ones we talked, Phantom, Aerolite, things like this, those are really simple because you can buy the kits directly from the manufacturer. It comes with all the cables, all the hardware, the nuts, bolts, screws, literally everything you need to include the engine to put that aircraft into the air, they can provide for you. You can also, in most cases, buy sections or pieces as you go along, so you can kind of spread the cost out over time and get your resources to you much better. Other than that, let's talk about scratch building. Then we bought a set of plans. Let's say we bought a set of plans for the Hummel Ultra Cruiser, or we bought a set of plans for other aircraft, and we're going to build it for ourselves. So we need to have resources to provide the materials necessary to build the airplane. There are two main resources available to the home builder to buying materials. The first one is Wix Aircraft, W-I-C-K-S. You can do a nice Google search, and Wix will come right up on the airplane, and they sell everything you could possibly think of for your airplane. A competitor for cost is Aircraft Spruce. That is the one I use, and in the first pages of the catalog, there are also literally hundreds of kits that are provided for different types of aircraft, for different types of speeds and needs, that you can buy specifically from Spruce themselves. Now, in the catalog, though, it provides all the materials that you'll need: nuts, bolts, fittings, hoses, composite materials, hardware kits, clamps, throttle controls, fuel tank sealants, fuel tank additives, fuel caps, cowling kits, fiberglass parts, replacement parts for certain types of airplanes, tail wheels, wheels, landing gears, supports, slick magneto parts for the engine if you're going to build your engines, oil drain systems, engine mounts, bearing mounts, exhaust systems, and you name it. You can find it all in Aircraft Spruce. You can find radios, headsets, you can find pilot gear, you can find gauges, just literally anything you could possibly think of that you need for your aircraft is provided inside of one single catalog from Aircraft Spruce. And the catalog is free. You can go on their website and order a free catalog. They'll send it to you. It's about 3 inches thick. It's a pretty doggone extensive catalog that covers everything you could possibly think of, to include skills and books on how to do certain things and build your aircraft. I also highly recommend that you seek out your local EAA chapter. That's Experimental Aircraft Association. And most areas that have an airport around, or every state does have an EAA chapter. You might have to travel a little bit to find them. But this EAA chapter can provide you a wealth of knowledge and assistance, technical assistance, in building your home-built aircraft. That's exactly what they're for. You join their club, and then you can draw on the information and skills from other pilots that have already built aircraft and help you along the way. You're really going to get the most out of your airplane when you have the best support available to you to ensure that you can continue the project from start to finish. And that's the game, is to start your project and then complete your project. EAA is the best avenue for support and all of those things. So now that you got that, go search a little bit about Aircraft Spruce and Wix and see the types of materials you can find out there. There's also other aluminum providers and such to get you along the way. I thank you for listening to this podcast, and happy building.